For people in the organic farming industry, Joel Salatin is like a rock star. One person told me he's the best lecturer she's ever seen. Someone else compared his talks to an old-fashioned tent revival. When I mentioned that to Salatin, he laughed.
I absolutely would be classified as a member of the religious right.
Salatin calls himself a Christian libertarian environmentalist capitalist farmer. That may seem like a set of contradictory terms, but to Salatin, they're exactly what he's all about. Salatin is a wordsmith with a sense of humor and a message to tell, and in that sense, he is absolutely an evangelist. But his version of human redemption is all about natural stewardship, caring for the earth through organic, sustainable farming. Salatin is a man of faith, faith in God, but also faith in his own success through doing what's right.
Much of what we've been given has come not because we had a roadmap or a plan. We have simply just plodded along day by day by day, trying to be faithful, do what's right. And sure enough, the world steps up and salutes because there are so few people, I think, who really set a convictional course.
That convictional course, Salatin says, is exactly what got Polyface Farms into Michael Pollan's Omnivore's Dilemma. The way Salatin tells the story, it was the funniest and best turn of events. It all happened, Salatin says, because they wouldn't ship a T-bone steak to New York.
I told Michael, there are plenty of New York farmers up there, grass-fed, you know, get them from them. And at first he was upset, and then he was intrigued, came down, and the rest is history. And so the point was that we didn't set out to, in a New York Times best-selling fooding book, you know, that's going to set us on course to success. No, we were very content to just stay faithful to our convictions of what fit for us, and serendipitously, that yielded, you know, something that we could have never asked for or wanted. And so we just feel extremely blessed.
Salatin is the author of 9 books. 4 generations of his family work and live on the farm. For WCQS News, I'm Greta Johnson.